the ebook. And the thing that really surprised me, as much time as I spent on the ebook, 20,000 words, is that how slow people were. We still get responses every day to the ebook I sent out 3 weeks ago. It's great, it's, you know, it knocked our socks off, it's, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I would think, and as I put in the newsletter that came right out after the ebook, that we only, you're going to hear me say this over and over and over again next week. We only make changes for two reasons, desperation or inspiration. Some of you are desperate in here, and some of you are inspired. Most of you are desperate. You're not inspired. So let's not bullshit each other. Because the last thing you want to do is have to spend money to get here. Some of you spend a lot more, like Mark and Giancarlo came a long way, okay? But to get beat up by an old man, notwithstanding my credentials, and spend $15,000+ plus airfare and all the other crap, if you were happy. Where you are, I'm not talking about happy, we're going to talk about emotional happiness later, but I mean happy with where you are in your life. You want more. It's simple. Okay. So, but I would think that since the market, my market, is, we're going to show a bell curve, we're going to show the 7.5 billion people. 7 to 7.5 million people in my market worldwide. 1/10 of 1%. The top 1/10 of 1%. Not the 1% to hear about the talking about with you, but the 1/10 of 1%. There's only 7 million of us. There's 7 million of you. There's a lot less than 7 million of me. And I would think you'd read the goddamn thing a lot fucking quicker. And it shows where your priorities are. And one of the things when you start doing the weekly reports is it differentiates instantly, it crystallizes instantly where your priorities are. You know, Giancarlo's got a partner who's another mentee of mine, another kid that Giancarlo and Bogdan, who's now, what's his name now?
Benjamin.
Fuck, Benjamin, anyway. He's a gypsy, he's a fucking gypsy who changed his name. Because, you know, but anyway, like he said, when we were having drinks in Las Vegas a few months ago, he said it was so easy. I remember I used to go to work, and he'd pound out, and he'd write code, and he'd do this and this and that, right? And in 6, 8, 10, 12 hours, he did it all by himself. Of course, now they're like General Motors. They got all these employees, and they got people reporting to them, and stuff doesn't get done as quick. And that's what happens. That's what happens. Because the same fire in your belly that you used to start the business, or the same fire in your belly your great your grandfather did to start the business, you don't have. I'm not just saying it because I know. I just know you're third generation. You're lucky you got any money left. Third fucking generation. I mean, normally they lose it by the second generation. So your dad must have had some, somebody in that other generation must have had some fire in their belly before they lost it all, or before they had the potential of losing it all. So my point is, I would have thought that they would have read the document a lot quicker, even though it takes a long time. I mean, some people say it takes 4 hours to read. They must be retarded. And some people say it takes 2 hours to read. But and some people have read it multiple times. There's two or three people at this table I know for a fact have read it more than once. I've even read it twice, and I wrote the fucking thing. And as Sally would tell you, when I watch my own videos and YouTubes, I cry. I said, boy, that's good fucking shit. Unbelievable. Okay? And so when I was reading the ebook again, I said, God damn. Of course, I thought of something I should have added. I could have done this, I could have done that. But after working on it 7 weeks, I mean, it was ready. It's like the car had to get off the assembly line. I couldn't keep it there any longer. And so I finally published it. And it's been a big success, and I hope it changes some lives. But one of the things that we're going to talk about is, you know, this QLA all started because 20 years ago, I was an unemployed founder, former chairman, and CEO of a very successful company that I had nothing to do because the shareholders threw me out. And you'll hear about this because of the Iraq-Kuwaiti war. My biggest shareholders was the Kuwaiti government. And so I wanted to change lives, and as it says in the e-book, everybody told me I was nuts, all the big pundits, including Tony. No, I don't think Tony told me that, but most of the big pundits told me that I was wasting my time. Because you realize then that the industry, the personal development, success coaching business, is filled with wannabes. And they're filled with wannabes that they don't know what they want to be. They don't know. They think they know. Verstehen? Okay. And what we do here, and what we do, and like with Jerry, who I'm going to read you his email that he sent me just a few hours ago, is we clarify what you want to be. And I've had people at the end of the seminar tell me, Dan, you help me clarify, I don't want to do this. This is too hard. It's too difficult. I'm not willing to make the sacrifices. I need to be with my baby daughter. I need to be with my, you know, all kinds of reasons. I need to go to the soccer games. And that's God bless you. Because it's a cheap price to pay 15, 20 grand to find out that this isn't for you. It's a cheap price. Then you can stop reading books, listening to CDs, going to seminars. One of my great superstars, when she came to me many years ago, she said, I've spent $250,000 on personal development courses, seminars, etc. And this was 20 years ago. Because we're all looking for the Holy Grail. We're all looking for the secret sauce. The net scum are looking for that ROI. They're looking for that click-through rate. They're looking for the this, for the that. I mean, we'll talk more about it, but any questions about the ebook? Anybody have anything to say? Don't all jump at once. Okay, I didn't think there would be. Okay, thanks, Megan. Good night, everybody. See you in the morning.